Sometimes you'll hear this Sunday every year referred to as Good Shepherd Sunday, and we are just rampant with sheep and shepherd imagery. Your ovine cup runneth over. In my trove of barnyard animal stories, I don't have one story about sheep. I've got a lot, too. Sheep were just not a thing where I grew up. Cows, goats, horses, pigs, ducks, all of it, but no sheep. All of my sheep expertise comes from reading a man named Gene Logsdon. Before he died in 2016, Gene Logsdon was a writer who also worked a small, sustainable farm in Ohio. His work convinced me that I probably ought to have a half-time job as a priest and a half-time job as a literal shepherd. Having grown up in rural Kansas farm country where small farms teetered on excruciating margins and were selling out to big ag, I love to read how Logsdon made a sustainable life on 22 acres without chemicals or major machinery. And he said, the key is sheep. Logsdon argues this is the animal for the small farm. You get meat, wool, milk, and baby sheep to sell. A lot of product for a fairly small and robust animal. But I would learn, too, that there are problems with sheep. First, sheep need a lot of space to roam. This is because they're extremely prone to worms, actually. Once they get intestinal worms, it passes through to their manure and then is ingested by the flock around them. But if you've got them moving from place to place, the worms don't have a chance to spread and they stay healthy. Classically, before our ideas about private property ran away with us, shepherds tending their flocks would have wandered over great distances to keep them healthy. When you think of a good shepherd, we were all sold, I mean actually sold, this image of Jesus with his fine shoulder-length curly brown hair, glinting eyes, straight nose, glistening robes. You know the image I'm talking about. But shepherds camped out in the wilderness for their job. You ought to imagine Brokeback Mountain rather than Precious Moments. Gene also notes that sheep are intransigent, hard-headed. If a sheep gets her head caught in a fence, she will keep pushing forward until she dies rather than backing up and getting out. I know the metaphor of people as sheep who unthinkingly follow their leaders is the trait most folks intend when they mention it. But this trait of single-minded, willful self-destruction seems more apt for us. But sheep are also actually dangerous, and I don't mean just to themselves. Turn your back on a ram, and he will plant his head into the small of your back and send you to the chiropractor for the rest of your life. I looked this up because every year this is my week to read and learn a lot about sheep. And the first thing on Google from 12 hours prior was a story about a couple discovered dead on their property and their ram is the sole murder suspect. Gene says, I don't think you can teach a ram a lesson by returning the favor with anything short of lethal force. Rams love getting hit on the head. The only way you can get any respect is to rap them sharply on the nose with a short, stout stick you have to carry with you always when you're around them. Gene writes, I look with considerable reservations at all those sweet biblical pictures of good shepherds who leave the 99 behind to go search for the one that is lost. Why are there no pictures of good shepherds getting nailed in the backside by a ram? A scene a whole lot more common. Sheep are never lost. Shepherds just don't always know where they are. It is these free-ranging, stubborn, dangerous, self-defeating creatures and their armed, unbathed backwoods tenders that we consider every year on Sheep Week. The image is central to us, to our faith. The word pastor actually is related to the word pasture, the tending of animals. Bishops in our church carry that stout stick of the shepherd. It's called a crozier, with one side looped in order to pull back a stubborn sheep hell-bent on bringing about her own death, or to hit it on the nose with some force to stop the sheep from ramming headfirst into you. This is the symbol we chose for what a bishop does for her flock, mainly whack them into going where they're supposed to go. Does this imagery work for you? I've never had a bishop hit me on the nose before, even metaphorically. Maybe it's someone else's style, but I don't think I'd be a part of that church. People as sheep, pastors as shepherds. Does it really work? I had to learn many times that my pastors were humans like I was. An excruciating lesson, actually, on my search to find someone with answers. And now, in every confirmation course, I explain the Anglican tradition is unique in that it imparts to you a terrible freedom to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, with no central authority to direct you away from the barbed wire boundaries. We come from the Reformation and proclaim that you are saved by grace alone. We proclaim your dignity in this process, as opposed to the necessity of abiding by a dogma that's demanded by others. And you know, for what it's worth, Jesus seems to be pushing the edges of this old metaphor, too. He says something funny in there. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. I've known lots of good farmers who treated their animals well, but there's also a way that when animals are your job, when you're intimately a part of their births and deaths, and you know the lives that are on your dinner plate, you lose the saccharine sentimentality about them. They're not pets. You rarely name them. When shepherds lose their sheep, they just get more sheep. You do what you can, but you don't die for your livestock. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A strange reversal of hierarchy already there. And Jesus will soon turn the whole metaphor right over. He will proclaim himself a sheep. The good shepherd becomes the Lamb of God, sacrificed for the sins of the world, the whole meaningful order of things turned upside down. You know, it could mean that the life of faith was not simply being herded somewhere by a lordly caretaker. A God who knows vulnerability, a mortal given the dignity to stand. Divinity and humanity leveled, shepherd and sheep as one. How will you proclaim this grace in which you stand?